Blog Talk Radio.
Life seems to crush your dreams, so find your balance for all you need. A little work, some family fun. Find your love, keep your life on the run. Told you how the story goes, so write your own script before you grow old. Live your life, laugh out loud. Own who you are, stand up proud. You got
good evening and welcome to the Star Chamber Show live podcast. It's a wonderful Wednesday evening here in Central Kentucky for episode number 384. Coming at you live, this is Stephen Zimmer. And tonight, joining me shortly here, will be co-host of On Her Own for the first time as a co-host with me, Becca Harrison. And yes, it's going to be a great one. Looking forward to having Becca on the show tonight. Unfortunately, Holly is extremely under the weather, so that is not good news. So she's been bedridden, and so yes, definitely send her some positive vibes and look out for Holly to hopefully be back in the action next Wednesday. So but yeah, unfortunately, that is the case. And I think I think we got Becca right now. As a matter of fact. Is that Beck? I think so.
Hello?
I see you on the board. There you are. I see. I hear you. I don't see you. I hear you.
No, I'm definitely in the room. You cannot see me.
No, I know that. Yeah, we're broadcasting from the same building. Yes, we'll just call it the studio complex of the Star Chamber Show. We spare no expense. But yes, Becca is joining me tonight. Got to see her on the graphic this week. That's exciting stuff. And we'll be definitely looking forward to having a good open line tonight. So you excited about that, Beck?
I am very excited. I'm hoping a lot of people call and give us a lot of insight in their creative mind.
Yes, I think they will. And so just so that we don't have to talk too much, that's always never a good thing on an open lines night when the co-hosts have to do a lot of talking. But we do have some great folks already in the chat room. Looks like Carol Pre-Flattish is in there. Looks like Moon Dewan Hearn is in the chat room. Of course, coming right now just on the momentum of his new short film, Screenshots, which I was told it's getting up where around 3,000 views right now on YouTube. So that's awesome. Yeah, I've been hearing about that. So hopefully we'll get some calls from some of these folks when we open up the lines, which we will do in just a few minutes. First, we have a few updates, and they are good ones. Very important, though. Tonight is the last night that you can get discounted event tickets. Then last night, you can get discounted expo space. You don't want to miss out on this. You get a chance at savings every year. And you know you don't want to miss next year's Imaginarium because we already have a lot of things on the map planning-wise. We're going to have more content. We're going to have actually more panels and workshops. We even have an extra room to use for some premium workshops next summer. So, yeah, it's going to be all kinds of additional stuff. Events, activities, and more guests than ever, and we're working on some massive guests right now. So that updates on that should be coming pretty shortly. Pretty shortly, we're not expecting too much longer before we get to talk about some of those things. But yeah, you don't want to miss out. So go over to the site tonight. Make sure you nab your event tickets and your expo space if you need expo space in Creative's Alley or the main expo hall, and take advantage of those savings, folks. Always mystifies me every year why folks don't take advantage of that those nice savings. But yes, do it. And we also had a few more panelists announced early this week, and it's good reflection of what I think this year is going to be. Got a couple of Imaginarium favorites, and then we also have a couple of new faces that'll be attending Imaginarium for the first time. And we have Wendy Mulliken, author, editor, who will be coming to Imaginarium for the first time. Also coming for the first time is author, editor, publisher, podcaster, and graphic designer, Paige Zaplandam. So, yes, I'm finally not too alone on the Z end of the alphabet for the guest list. So, yeah, we got Paige coming to join us. And then also we have Kathy L. Brown, author, book, blogger, definitely a Imaginarium favorite who has been coming the last few years. Love to see Kathy back. And then S.A. Bradley, author, podcaster, and journalist. And, yeah, definitely participated in some of those awesome panels that James Sabata worked up with Holly, and just a great guy. And definitely very excited to have S.A. Bradley coming back. And so, yeah, that gives you a good – that's a nice, just in four people there, that's a nice indicator of what we got building up for next year. It's going to be a nice balance of favorites and new faces. So yes, Beck, you'll have some new folks to meet.
Oh, you know, I'm always excited about that. This year I almost couldn't stand it meeting, you know, Dacre and Jeff. I really, really encourage anybody to come who has never been, because it will change you. You will never not want to miss again.
No, definitely not. And yeah, you got thrown in the deep end of the pool a couple of years ago, but you've already come to love it, I know. And yeah, you did get around and see Dacre and all the good folks that we had last year. So that was awesome.
I did.
Yeah, got great pictures too, from the stuff you guys attended when I couldn't attend in person, but yeah, that was awesome. But, yeah, you definitely were busy, Beck.
Busy, but I actually got to sit in on some stuff. Now, last year was different, but this year I was determined to get to hear some people speak at panels. It was very enjoyable.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And, yeah, hey, we got an update, though. Moon says, it's actually over 4,100 now on the views on screenshots. So yeah, I had quoted that when I checked it was like over 3,000, but now it's over 4,100. So that's awesome. And apologize if I have a little bit of a cough tonight. I do have one, but since I'm going to be doing most of the you know, Beck and I are handling most of the co-hosting stuff tonight, you may hear me cough briefly, but I'll try not to do that too much. I promise. But yeah, I'm okay, folks. Yeah, I haven't caught anything, but yeah, I just have a little bit of a cough here, so I do apologize for that. But tonight's show is brought to you by, and we'll go ahead and recognize them now, Sandy Lender, the Genre Blender. And Sandy, of course, has got a great trilogy that's been reissued. She's got blog tours going on. She's got new trailers that are up on YouTube, just absolutely fantastic. So yeah, definitely want to give her some recognition. And of course, the one, the only, Ren Garcia with the League of Elders series. So here we go, and we'll give you a little bit of Sandy Lender first, and then we'll go over to Ren.
Prophecy stirring in the land of Onveiled, dragons rise and an unclean army marches toward Amanda Sharif. Our unsure heroine has choices to make and enemy lives to take in Sandy Lender's epic fantasy series, available now from 7 Star Press. Choices meant for gods, choices meant for kings, and choices meant for all offer girl power Machiavellian adventure of hope versus despair, a chosen one versus free will, and good versus evil. Learn more at authorsandylender.com.
Thank you, Sandy Lender. You're awesome, and definitely appreciate you very much. So make good choices, folks, and pick up that new trilogy. Fantastic. It's getting great reviews and certainly getting some buzz going. So, yeah, you definitely want to check them out. Yeah, the covers are just gorgeous. So, and the writing is amazing. So, yeah, check those out. And now we'll go over to Ren Garcia, and he, of course, has the question at the end that we always love to answer. All right, Ren, here you go.
The League of Elder dares to be unusual. It's easy to be swept away in this bold and uninhibited landscape where fantastic heroes become old friends and sinister villains inhabit every dark corner. Dare to explore things best left alone. Each book is your lantern, lighting the path to a world never before seen. So what do you say? Are you weird enough for us?
Yes, Rand Garcia. Yeah, I can speak on behalf of both Becca and myself. Yes, we are weird enough for you. And it looks like Ren, by the way, Becca, has told me it looks like he will be coming next summer. So, yeah, it only took a few years
to get him
out of his reclusiveness up in Ohio, but I think he's going to be coming out and doing some stuff next year in Imaginarium. Hopefully will be one of those things. So it looks like, unfortunately, it looks like Beck's call has just disconnected. So we'll wait for her to call back. But we are going to open up the lines. We are going to open up the lines for the open line night. The number is, let me get Beck back on here.
I'm back.
Okay,
I don't know what happened. I got lost.
I got dropped, but we'll do our best to make sure you get back on here as fast as possible. But our guest call-in line is 619-639-4616. Again, it's 619-639-4616. And if you are on the show page, the guest call-in line is there. No, Clayton, I'm not – I don't smoke. I don't smoke anything whatsoever, nothing. So, no, this is just a summer scratchy cold thing or something. I don't know, but it's a little bit of a cough. So, again, apologize for having a little bit of a cough tonight. But, yes, we will open up the lines. And, so, yes, call in, folks. And I know that some folks got some news. I know some folks got updates. I know some folks got exciting stuff going on. So, yeah, this is your time to shine. So give us a call, chat with us, and tell us about some cool stuff going on. Because we like to do open lines nights occasionally. We don't do many of them. But, yeah, we definitely want to hear from the audience, give you a chance to say a few things, promote some of the stuff you got going on. And hopefully, yes, we do have a caller already. So, all right, Beck,
woo-hoo!
Ready?
We're ready.
Let me get my cough out of the way there, and we will welcome a caller on the show. Okay, the first caller of the night is, you are live. So go ahead and say hi.
Well, hello.
Hello, hello. This would be.
How's it going?
All right, man. I was hoping you'd call in. Fantastic.
The moon is here.
Good to speak with you tonight. I was hoping you'd get a chance to call in because you are on quite a run right now.
Yeah, that's you could say that, yeah. I'm just waiting to be a featured guest.
Yes, well, we're going to do that for sure. But, I mean, it's timely, though, now, because you have a short film that came off of your, an award-winning screenplay that you wrote, that you worked on with Jason William Allen and Stephanie Lanham. Like I said, it's just getting more and more and more views. 3,000, my check, now you're over 4,100.
Yeah, honestly, it seems weird, but it was that fast. It was 3,000, like late last night, somewhere around there, and we checked again, and we were at 4,000. And by the time we posted for 4,000, it was actually 4,100.
So by the end of the show, probably over 5,000.
I mean, I don't know if we'll get that far in an hour, but it's been a ride. I'll say that it's definitely been. One heck of a ride.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have you as a featured guest, and definitely going to have Jason, of course, back as a featured guest, and Stephanie is just awesome. So, Holly and I really enjoyed the film. It was very enjoyable, and like I said, I'm curious, how long did the production take?
The actual filming took a weekend, 2 days.
A weekend.
We filmed it over a Saturday, Sunday.
So were you on set the whole time? Did you get to be on set for the production?
Yeah, because it was just the four of us. It was Stephanie Lanham, Jason William Allen, and John Mattingly, along with myself. It was just the four of us. And so someone had to help with sound while John was working camera and, you know, Jason and Steph were acting. So I had to hold the mic and do sound and do that stuff and help move things out of the way. And it was fun. First set, technically,
nice.
I've been on.
Yeah, well, John Mattingly is really superb, Leo, with the camera, and he's also an audio wizard. So, yeah, definitely one of the right tech guys to have on the project there. And, of course, Jason and, you know, of course, his work behind the camera, like, extensively. But that must have been cool to be hands-on for watching a movie that you wrote, you know, kind of come to life. So, yeah, comment about that, because that's got to be awesome.
It's the whole thing is surreal when you think about it. You know, we got to this point where Jason, John, and I wanted, you know, we made a decision that we wanted to do film, you know, and John purchased the camera, and Jason wanted to direct and act, and I wanted to write, and I was moving into screenplays, and we just wanted to know how the three of us worked together as a team. And so the funniest part of this story is this project was never supposed to see the light of day, ever. It was literally a script that I threw together for just so we had something to film, just so we saw how we worked on the set together. That was it. We never thought it would see the light of day. We just wanted to practice the writing, practice the set work, practice the acting, practice shots, practice the editing, and just see if we could figure it out. And then next thing you know, we get an award for it. Next thing you know, we're 4,100 views on YouTube for a project that was never supposed to see the light of day. It's amazing. And we just keep like, imagine what we'll do when we actually try.
Well, like, I mean, the moral story is create. Yeah, just do it. You know, it's a risk of sounding like a Nike slogan, but it's just do it. I mean, it's like that's really the secret to it all. And yeah, I think it's cool that, you know, you just think you're doing a practice run, and then it becomes an award-winning screenplay, and then it becomes a video that's already, you know, heading toward 5,000 views very early. I mean, not bad.
Jason's pretty mad because he's been putting out music videos for like 8 years, and so far Screenshots has outdone every single one of his videos.
Oh my God.
Literally every single one has been outdone by Screenshots. I mean, it goes, all the praise goes to Jason and Steph and John. You know, I take the credit for, I guess, the writing, but I couldn't have put the production on without the three of them. So all kudos.
Right. Good
to
team.
The team. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause
they're a great
team
to work with.
They're all troopers.
It's been fun. Like I said, it is a weird experience to create something and then watch it happen in front of you. Mm-hmm. And it's surreal. It's just surreal. But like you said, like, at the risk of sounding like a Nike commercial, who's not sponsoring anybody, but they could, just do it. Like, the best advice you could ever give to any creative, like, if you have an idea, just do it. Film it, play it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just do it. You never know what will happen.
Yeah, put in the work. When was the first time that you actually saw the finished piece after editing? Where were you? I just wanted to get a little idea of the scenario. Did you watch it in a group? Or were you just by yourself, or when did you get to finally see the whole thing finished?
When we finished the editing, we all got together at John's house, and we all kind of gathered in a room, and we, you know, hit play and just kind of watched it. And it was kind of nuts, because we're sitting there and I'm watching this and I'm following it along in my head, you know, because I wrote it. And it's like, this is it. And yeah, so we all kind of turned it off, and we're just like, did a pretty good job, all things considered.
Definitely. And, well, you got two very talented leads in it. I mean, Jason, I think, is a really good actor, and Stephanie, I think, is a very good actress. And, you're working with some great people on camera as well.
They both did a great job, including Steph.
Yeah.
I think it was Steph's first gig in acting. So for her first role,
really?
Excellent job. Yeah, I think so.
Could have fooled me, because, man, she did a really good job and looked like, a seasoned actress in it, and I thought she did a great job. So that's actually surprising. Yeah. Because I know she's a creative. She does a lot of stuff, a lot of cool stuff. But, yeah, I just assumed that she had had other credits, because when I saw her in the film, I mean, she really looked very comfortable. And, you can tell when somebody's just doing their, an early project or something like that, but she looked like a seasoned actress in it. So, yeah, kudos. I mean, that's the case. Watch out.
Yeah, that's where we're sitting here just like, when now we've got this under our belt and we've got this kind of fire lit under us, it's like, well, let's go. We're ready to go. We're waiting on the next project.
Well, you've got a finished piece, and there are an awful lot of genre festivals, festivals that accept all genres and things like that. I mean, are you entering it into some festivals? I hope.
We talked about it, and I think we're going to do some more talking next week. We have a small project we're going to work on next week, but we're going to kind of meet up after that. Because it was such a test project, there were some things that, skipped us, things that we've learned about production that we realized we didn't necessarily do to the best of our liking. And so we may or may not enter it in, because we understand that there's going to be a lot more scrutiny and bigger fields for it. So we may or we may not. That's going to be kind of one of the decisions we have to make as a team. But this next one, from the lessons that we learned in screenshots, this next project will be one to watch out for.
I'd say, I would just say, based on how this has evolved, where, you wrote a screenplay and getting the mechanics down, and you end up winning an award, and you make a film that you just kind of, were trying to get the, techniques down, and it, getting near 5,000 views. I would say just at least exhibit it a few things, even if you don't do an extensive film festival run. But I do think, you should definitely get in a few things, because, it's a very enjoyable film. But, what's the next one, tentatively? I mean, I know you can't say for sure, but what kind of length of project, what type of project, and when do you think it might get completed or done, produced?
Well, it's the same project that our good friend Thomas Moore was alluding to when he was on the show like a week or so ago.
Yeah.
Yes. It's going to be a companion piece to Screenshots. It's happening in the same universe, I'll say that much. It's going to probably be a little bit longer than 12 minutes, but it might be close to feature, like the short end of feature length, but we're still in the process of figuring all those details out, but the it's supposed to be a companion project to Screenshots.
Nice. So that should be, based on what Thomas is saying on the show last week, that project should be rolling pretty soon, if I was hearing him right.
Yeah, well, I'm still writing it. So there's some time, but we've got sort of the outline together that the script's going to follow. But it should be pretty good. Still got to write it, though.
Good deal. Yeah, and also while I have you on the phone, though, I do want to also give a spotlight to I noticed that you've got some interviews that you're either conducting or featured on. I saw a post by you when I was doing my Million and One Tasks. You have some interview stuff up on YouTube as well.
Yeah, so we have obviously, if you've seen Screenshots, we did that under Hollow Hills Entertainment. That YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And we have another YouTube channel for the podcast that we want to work on that's sort of horror-based, called The Rock and Roll Horror Show. And we did some interviews during Imaginarium back in July. And we finally, because we were so busy editing the movie that we hadn't got a chance to post those interviews. But we have some really awesome interviews. Stephanie did a great job with her. She did most of them. She interviewed Dacre Stoker. She interviewed Carl Moore, Tommy Smith, Cindy Lander. She did a bunch of interviews in the course of the weekend. I had the pleasure of interviewing Jenny Kiefer, who is the owner, co-owner of the Butcher Cabin Books, and S.A. Bradley. Great interview. Awesome guy to talk to. So all those are up on the Rock and Roll Horror Show YouTube channel, and we plan on doing a lot more on that channel too. So if you guys get a chance to, subscribe to those channels.
Yeah, we plan on circulating every single one of those interviews through our convention channels. We're going to be posting those up, and I'll share them on my personal social media too, because I'm going to try to give you a signal boost on all those. Because you got some fabulous people. I mean, well, Dacre Stoker. I mean, Beck, have you seen that interview yet, or are you going to be racing over to check it out?
I have not seen that interview yet. No, I've not got to, but I'm definitely going to be checking it out now.
Yeah, I need to go down and view every one of those. But yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. But yeah, you got S.A. Bradley, who we just announced coming back this week, as a matter of fact. And of course, Carl Moore, he'll be back. He loves it. So, but yeah, Sandy Lender, she's always a blast. And you said Thomas Moore as well, and who else? Just again.
No, we did Tommy Smith and Carl Moore.
Tommy Smith. Okay.
I did see the interview with Carl Moore.
Yeah.
When me and Holly watched it together.
I mean, these are all just great people, people we've gotten a chance to meet and get to know from being at Imaginarium, who have these awesome projects coming out. I got to be in some of their readings, and I mean, I can't say enough good words about those people, and Steph did an awesome job doing the interviews.
Yes.
So, yeah, get a chance to sit down with those, please watch them.
Yeah, she's got such a cool personality, too. Yeah, Stephanie. Yeah, we definitely want to get Stephanie on the podcast here too. But yeah, we'll be checking all those out and circulating all those interviews for sure. It's a nice batch. But you also have your own podcast too. And how are things going with that right now?
In the of course the foundation building stage. That's the Moon Unscathed. I'm always down for great conversations with people. The Moon Unscathed has given me the opportunity to have those kind of conversations, whether we initially agree or not. They're not always tough topics. I have an interview up with a friend of mine who does real estate. I've always had questions about real estate. So I'm like, you know what, why don't you come on my show and I'll ask some questions. And we'll put those questions and those answers out for people who may be curious. And some other controversial topics, well, socially controversial topics, and, you know, talked about some of those. But, yeah, all of those things can be found on my website, DuanLHearn.com.
Yeah, that's Duan L. Hearn, DuanLHearn, DuanLHearn.com, folks. Yeah, because that's cool. I mean, that's really cool. And yeah, I definitely want to catch the real estate one because that's like a red hot topic right now, with everybody's rents, skyrocketing and all kinds of craziness. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting one too. But beyond all that, how is your? Are you doing any prose projects at the moment? Because a lot on your plate there, but.
Yeah, there's a lot. Once I talk about it out loud, it does seem like a lot. And that's not even counting the wrestling podcast that's coming up and the other scripts that I'm working on personally. I haven't written a lot of short story in a while. There's a short story series, if you happen to find your way onto the website, that I've written to 20, 2018, my pre-pandemic self-healing short story series called Such Is Life.
Very cool.
Very cool. Short story series about a... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying, I didn't know you had those, so I'm definitely going to check them out.
Yeah. So it was one of those things where I was working in a convenience store and life was happening. And I felt like, what do I need to do to get myself out of this sort of emotional hole? And that's when I remembered writing was always my joy. And so I picked the pen back up and I wrote a story about a guy who worked in retail. And the first piece I wrote and the seven pieces that came after that, the characters wrote. None of them came out the way I planned, but the characters wrote them. And so they were a passion project, you could say.
Well, those are usually the best, in my opinion. As far as, you know, the passion projects, it's when you really get the real genuine feel to a story. So, yeah, looking forward to checking those out. But cool, man. Well, this is awesome. I mean, yeah, I got updated on more than I thought I would tonight. Very good.
Yeah, I figured I'd throw a little hat out to screenshots, and only when you start asking questions, like, wow, I really am busy.
Well, you don't always get a chance to talk to you live here, so, yeah, I definitely had to do that and spotlight a lot of the things that you're into, and I think it's cool because it just like you said, you know, you've got multiple YouTube channels, you've got a podcast, you've got your screenplay work, film production work, and yeah, you're a busy guy.
It's kind of wild, but again, I only live once, right? And I only get one shot in this ball, so might as well take it, enjoy it.
So, but thanks, yeah, thanks a lot, yeah, for calling in tonight. And but before you get off, though, definitely feel free to share links where folks can, again, follow your channels and you and all that good stuff.
I will. I'll throw a couple in the chat.
Cool. Thanks a lot, man. Yeah, and go visit DuanLHearn.com and check out Screenshots on YouTube. But yeah, thanks for calling in tonight. And, yeah, we'll definitely have you featured very soon. Because, yeah,
right,
I mean,
yeah,
with all the stuff you're doing, I mean, we'll be able to fill up the whole episode with ease.
Sounds like it. I almost did today.
All right, man. Well, you take care, and thanks for calling in.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. Well, Beck, we got our homework to do.
We do. We have lots of interviews to watch.
We have interviews to watch. We have short stories to read.
Short stories,
and,
yes.
Wow.
We will be very busy. Well, me
just
and Holly
incredible.
Did watch the one with Carl, and it was pretty awesome, but I did not realize there was more.
Yeah. Well, when you said Dacre
awesome
Stoker, I was like, oh, Beck's gonna be all over that because you're a big Dacre fan. Now.
I will be watching that for sure because, you know, I went to every one of his panels and had to buy his book and get it signed to get a picture, and I was fangirling it all weekend. So definitely going to be watching that interview.
First class guy. Really, really appreciate Dacre. He's awesome. And but hey, it looks like we got another caller. So here we go, Beck. We're going to
awesome.
Bring on
here
a
we
second
go.
Caller of the night. And okay, we got area code 812. You are now live.
Hi, Stephen. It's Carol.
Carol, yes, Carol Preflats. I was hoping you'd call. One of our favorite people in the world.
Didn't want to pass up a chance. I would say that I'm your favorite Hoosier, but I think Holly probably fills that number one slot.
Well, we've converted her to a Kentuckian now, so technically that, you know, you could be the top Hoosier now because we've made her Kentuckian.
Carol, I didn't know you were a Hoosier. I am. I live just across the river from Louisville.
I had no idea.
Yep.
Been a Hoosier my whole life.
We think of Carol as, you know, just because she's part of the family. So, yeah, sometimes, people forget, she's over there in Indiana.
Well, You know, I was a Hoosier until, how long have we been here, Stephen? 2 months?
Yep, now you
about
have.
2 months?
Uh-huh. And yeah, she made the journey into the bluegrass. So, yeah,
well,
now Beck's here.
I went from being a country girl to a city girl now.
Oh, well.
Nice.
The city life, I think, is the best.
I like both.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there's pros and cons of both, for sure. But, yeah, well, I know that, yeah, you, your photography work, Carol, yeah, you. I know you like to get around to different kind of environments because I love your photography. A lot of people don't know that about you, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I love nature photography.
Yeah, we don't get a chance to talk about that side of your creative world as much as, of course, your writing adventures, but... Yeah, you've also been very busy and winning awards and writing away and doing all kinds of stuff. But you kind of hinted to me that you have some cool stuff to talk about.
Yes and no. Whenever I talked to you online earlier, I had some really good, exciting news. Later in the day, it became not so exciting news. But I'm still happy about it.
No.
Last December, I pitched one of my old romance novels to a Hollywood producer. I had not got into screenwriting at the time. She passed on it, but gave me some pretty good feedback. I was encouraged by it. I got an email from her last night. She re-reviewed my pitch that I had sent to her, and she wanted to see if I would be interested in a consultation where she could talk to me about maybe some improvements I could make on it. She said her production company was not taking any projects right now, which with the writers and actors strike, I can understand that. So I emailed her back because I knew this was going to cost me some money. And it was going to. She got back with me this afternoon, and it was going to be a little bit more than what I could afford to do. But I was encouraged that she was interested in it. And actually, since I got into screenwriting, I had already planned on, once I get my current novel finished, that I was going to work on that book, adapting it to a screenplay.
Well, I definitely should, because you did obviously a marvelous job with your other adaptation, because it's an award winner. So I mean, knowing the novel, you know, as well as I do, I thought when I gone through it and worked with you on the novel side of it, that it was really, really well set for a narrative film. I mean, because it drives off, you know, a single, you know, main, you know, protagonist, and, you know, it's a very, you know, very linear type story. And you know, you don't have all the ensemble issues that you have like a Game of Thrones or something like that. I mean, it's a really well-structured novel for adaptations. And, as far as the judges are concerned, I guess you knocked it out of the park.
Well, thank you. That's good to know. Hopefully, you know, as I wrote it, when I wrote the book originally, I wasn't even thinking about screenplays or anything, but I think it would lend itself to a low budget type. I mean, I don't have any big car crashes, anything like that in it. So I think it would be pretty good as far as low budget production would go.
Oh yeah. You definitely could do it on a lower budget, of course, as far as the requirements of the film itself, but yeah, it'd be great to see you get an all-star cast. However, you know, to work with that would be fun. Do you have a fantasy cast for that film?
Oh, I do.
And if so,
I do.
Can you share it?
It changes ever so often. Somebody just asked on Twitter, I should say, the other day that if you could pick any actor to be your main character, who would it be? And I love Carl Urban. I would love to see him as Nathan Perry.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can see that in a second.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a good casting call. Yeah, he'd fit really well. He'd bring the, you know, the kind of what's the right word, charisma and moxie that I think you'd need for that character. And
yeah.
definitely would work. That's awesome. And yeah, I've seen him do a lot of roles with military ties, and of course with Nathan Perry being a veteran, I think yeah, he'd bring that side across really well too. I think he's definitely got the depth to do that.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
He's got the build for it too. He's built for it.
And you know, I got to ask this: how about Gloria? One of my favorite secondary characters I've ever seen.
I can't remember who I had for Gloria. I was just sitting here. I can't really remember who I had for any of the other characters for Ginger that owns the Witch's Brew Cafe. And the actress that I had thought of when I think of her is not living. I can't think of her name now. She played in Two and a Half Men. She was the maid for Charlie in Two and a Half Men. Berta.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I just cannot remember her name, but she passed away a year or so ago. But she would have just been perfect. I mean, as I was writing Ginger, I was thinking of her.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you actually had her in mind when writing the novel. Nice. Yeah, that's always fun. You had to come up with your own cast for a, like if you had an unlimited budget, who would you cast? That kind of thing. That's fun to do. But that's cool that you're going to be doing some more adaptation stuff, and definitely want you had gotten some good help from our mutual friend Tony Acree from Hydra Publications on. I believe you went to a screenplay workshop of his set.
Yeah, I did. It was so good. And then we invited him. My Sisters in Crime chapter out of Louisville invited him to give that same screenplay workshop at one of our meetings. So I got to sit through it twice. In fact, when I got the email from the producer last night, I emailed Tony today for some advice.
Nice. Yeah, Tony's definitely getting into that film side. He's definitely putting a lot of energy into that. I hope he makes some big breakthroughs soon, because he's definitely put in the work on that. Carol, we did get a input from Amy McCorkle on the chat room, and the actress you were thinking of, she says it was Conchata Farrell, or Conchata Farrell.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, so Amy helping us out in the chat room, and definitely hello, Amy, good to see you in there. But yes, you've been riding up a storm, too, lately, and you I'm guessing you're close to finish on a new book, and do you do nano as well?
I haven't for a couple years. I got so burned out during the months that I did that. I didn't want to write for a couple months after that, but I have done that in the past. But yeah, I've been writing like crazy. It's all summer. It's been almost every day that I've been writing, which is something new for me because I never really wrote every day before.
Oh, I love that zone. That's when you really get in that groove. I noticed it because just watching your posts, I was like, yeah, Carol is really, really definitely making some great headway.
Well, I thought I
didn't know.
I think I talked to you before, but I think I was on the last chapter of my current book, and the characters would not let me finish. And I just finished that chapter today, which you predicted that was going to happen probably. But I just finished that chapter today. So now I think tomorrow I'll be starting, hopefully, fingers crossed, the last chapter.
Nice. Yeah, so you're real close then. Yeah, you're not far at all from at least the first draft finish line.
Right.
I know everybody always does additional passes and little adjustments and tweaks, but yeah, at least your main first draft will be complete. So
that'll be a load off.
And then it'll be back to adaptation next. Is that the plan?
I'm sorry, you broke up. I didn't.
Oh, then it'll be back to adaptation next. Is that the plan?
Yes, that's the plan. Once I get this one finished, as soon as I get it finished, take a few days off from writing, and then go start on my edits, and then for, you know, in between time breaks, I'll start on the next screenplay.
Nice. So you see yourself kind of doing that pattern now, giving yourself kind of like a little palate cleanser in both ways, like doing a novel project and then doing a screenplay project. I mean, that's a pretty cool pattern if you start doing that.
Yeah, I hope so. It just kind of wait and see how the screenplays work out. If I've got my first screenplay, the one that I won the award for, I've got it entered into another contest. I kind of want to see how that goes.
Sorry, you broke up just a bit there, Carol, on that. I don't know what's going on with the connection, but broke up just a bit there.
Yes, I'll hopefully go back and forth between novel and screenplay, depending. I've got the first novel that I won the award for entered into another contest, and I kind of want to go the contest route for a little bit. Of course, with the writers and actors strike going on, there's really not a whole lot other than contests to do.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part of it all. But yeah, hopefully that'll all get resolved soon, so people can focus on productions and moving forward on projects and acquiring properties, so you can get this thing into some producer's plan for the not so distant future. But yeah, it'll be fun to see sequentially see all of your Nathan Perry books go that route.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Franchise series. Yeah, that'd be awesome. So what's your I know you've been doing a lot of appearance stuff too. Do you have some stuff for the holiday season as far as your live schedule?
This coming Saturday I'm going to be at in Jeffersonville at the Greater Clark County School Holiday Craft Fair selling my books. And then next month, I can't remember the date. It's in October 14th. I'm going back to my home county, and doing a craft fair there. It's in Marengo, Indiana, the Harvest Fest. That's always my best show because people know me. They see me with my books, and the first thing they say is, "We didn't know you wrote," and then they want to buy all my books. I always do really good at that show.
Oh, yes. Those are the good ones. I love that. Yeah,
I'm hoping to get something for November and December, but I can't find anything right now.
Well, definitely. Yeah, I hope you definitely can fill in a few dates there because, you got some great stuff to show for sure. But Beck, I don't want to hog all the questions here. Did you have some stuff you want to chat with Carol about? Because I know you love Carol's work.
I do love Carol's work. I'm just excited about all the new things she's talked about. I did her Witch Hunt book last year, and it's like my favorite book I think I've ever read. I love your Nathan Perry book so much. I want to read more. So I'm definitely excited you called in to talk.
Well, thank you. Witch Hunt was my favorite one of the first three that I've written. I really like the one I'm just finishing up on now. So hopefully you'll like that as well.
I'm sure I will. I talk about that book all the time to Holly and Steven, still to this day.
It was so much fun to write.
Yeah, I can definitely confirm on that. Yeah, Beck has talked to us about your stuff many times. So, yeah, you definitely got a fan here in the household as well as us, So another fan, I should say, in addition to Holly and myself, of course. But, definitely Holly. Yeah, Holly loves your stuff. And Holly got an extra fun kick out of Witch Hunt because she just loves that kind of theme. So, yeah, she had a lot of fun with that one.
Well, I knew she loved that one.
Yeah, she definitely did. So, before you get done here, though, I do want to give you a chance, like with Dawn, to tell folks where to find you and website links and all that fun stuff.
Well, that's my other bad news. I found out today my website's gone.
Huh?
I got an email saying, it's gone. I had an email saying that, the current website host had sold off and told me, who the new site host was and the new site host said, you don't need to do anything. We'll take care of everything. And I went to my website today, and it was gone. So I have to rebuild my – I still have my domain name, which is carolpree.com, but the site is just – I have to rebuild the host site, and I am just so unhappy about that.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah. But I still have my blog up, which – still have my blog up, mm-hmm. which is going to run as my main site until I get carolpree.com back up again. And it is carolpree.blogspot.com.
Carolpree.blogspot.com.
Yeah, and then I'm Carol Pree Flattish on Twitter.
Okay, and that's it. That's your main platforms. But I'm going to follow up with you on that website issue. Cause there's got to be a way to at least recover whatever it was. There's got to be a way, but that's got to be a nightmare.
Yeah,
but,
I wasn't
always
too happy when I saw it was gone.
No, definitely not. But hopefully, we can get that up and running soon enough. But in the meantime, folks, check out carolpree.blogspot.com as far as for latest updates and adventures with Carol, and check out, and if you follow her on Facebook, definitely watch for photography posts. She's got some great stuff. So, but thanks for calling in tonight and sharing some promising news and some updates. This is awesome.
Well, I'm hoping to get to, one more thing I wanted to mention. Another project I'm doing, with Elaine Munch out of Louisville. She writes mystery series also, and her main character is Dash Hammond. She loves Nathan Perry, and I love Dash Hammond, so we're going to collaborate and do maybe a novella with where our two main characters meet. They're both veterans. They're both kind of law enforcement type people investigating, and so that's really exciting. We've met once to kind of go over some stuff, and hopefully that'll be out pretty soon too.
Great. Well, Elaine is an excellent writer, so that's going
to
be a winner, no doubt. And sometimes those collaborative projects can come up with some great stuff. I mean, I remember Stephen King and Peter Straub, doing a co-writing project together. Was it Talisman? I believe was the novel, sometimes those turn out really, really, really good. So
I'm really looking forward to
definitely.
It.
But congratulations on that too.
It.
Yeah, you're busy.
I am.
A lot though. Keep up the good work, Carol.
All right, thank you.
You take care. Have a good night. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye bye.
I held back that cough, Beck, right till the end.
You did a great job.
I'm doing my best here. That was awesome.
Weather.
Yeah, I hate hearing that Carol lost her website. Yeah, as far as the host issue, that's a nightmare. But I'm definitely going to reach out see if I can help her on that. But carolpree.blogspot.com. And look out for new novels and new screenplay adaptations and a new collaborative project with Elaine Munch, who is a very, very good writer. So, that'll be a fun one to watch and give you something more to look forward to, Beck, because I know you love Carol, too.
She is. I just love her so much. I absolutely love the book I read by her. I really think about some days reading it again because I loved it so much.
Yeah, it's that good.
She's a great author.
That's what I had the privilege of being the editor on that one, and it was on all her books, in the Nathan Perry series, and they are just a pleasure to go through. And Carol's a pleasure to work with as a writer from an editor's perspective. So big five people, if you're listening, Carol's a great one. So definitely a top talent. But we actually have another caller in queue, Beck. So I'm gonna just keep it rolling here.
All right, let's do this.
this one's coming from area code 502, which would probably be around the Louisville area. So 502, you are up.
Hello, it's Amy.
Amy!
Hi,
Amy McCorkle. There
yeah.
you are. Well, welcome back. Yes, you are. You always are. Yeah, it's one thing. You are like the pervert. You're like the creative energizer buddy. You just don't stop. I mean, you're just on the go. And so I know you got updates and all kinds of stuff. Tell us.
Well, the 15th, I had gallbladder surgery. So that knocked me down for a little bit of August. Me and Missy have shot two shorts. One was like a proof of concept pilot for When Doves Cry. And we're going to be shooting two more like web series episodes of those at the end of December. And then not this past Saturday, but the week before, we shot a proof of concept short for an indie non-signatory streamer who has asked us to basically write a limited anthology series spinoff from Letters to Daniel. And they mm-hmm. want us to be the showrunners. So, we inked a two-picture deal with Fish for Him Entertainment. One of the scripts is The Assassin's Redemption, and the other one is The Guardian. And then, and then I started taking an accelerator course by Mar McCann, and it's already past the cutoff point where you can join at this point. But usually that class is a couple of thousand dollars. She cut the price in half and set up payment plans. So
nice.
It's like $997, but I'm paying four payments. And so it was like, okay, well, I can absorb that, you know, four payments, you know, that divided by four is not, it's expensive, but believe me,
right.
already, I got, and they, the very first class, I got contact information for a 15-time Tony winner. And then the second class, it was just, I got connected with someone who could give me development for financing for development funds. And then this week is the third class, but she set up the community group. It's not a Facebook group, but it's a Google group. And I've gotten contacted, and I'm already partnered with someone for out of Dallas to do my next narrative feature. So it's like someone else is interested in looking at Letters to Daniel and breaking through and helping me get on the college speaking circuit. And that you had a literary agent at your Imaginarium, and I talked to her, and she's shopping the subsidiary rights of Letters to Daniel. And because of her idea, Green Apple Entertainment, the distributor of our film, is going to do a movie tie-in cover for Letters to Daniel. And, I'm just doing a lot of writing. And also, after I get off the phone here tonight, I have to go through my film festival, the Conquering Disabilities with Film Festival, and send out the first wave of official selections. So, but there's
nice.
Still time to enter. The deadline for it is October 9th. And I highly recommend you submit if you are writing about if you struggle with mental health, if you struggle with physical conditions. That's who the festival is for. And if you have it or if you're writing about it, we want to see it. So films, scripts. So we're still we're still accepting submissions. And we're under the umbrella of the Ethos Film Awards and News Fest. And it's based out of Santa Monica, California.
Sorry, Amy, you cut out real briefly. You cut out there. Would you just go over that again, who you're affiliated with again?
Ethos Film Awards and News Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based out of Santa Monica, California.
Nice. And so as far as the film festival, yeah, for those that may not be familiar with it yet, when is it taking place and all that information?
November 10th through the 17th. And it takes place at the Santa Monica College, and the broad stages is the opening night gala, and they'll have a special award that night for like the VIP stars and everything. And then on the 17th is in the afternoon, kind of chill, laid back. It's celebrating the true stars of the festival, you know, the filmmakers, the screenwriters, the poets, the musicians,
right.
That kind of thing. And so you can still dress up,
cool.
But it's very much more relaxed.
So you are going to be heading to California in November. Nice. Good timing.
Yes. Actually,
That'll be fun.
California in October too. And it's to support the accelerator class. There's just a lot of networking to be done. That's what I found I can do with the strike is if they're independent or non-signatory, it's okay. And as a producer, on the producing side, I can network and raise funds. That's what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found and I've heard a lot of like Jason Alexander, who is George Costanza on Seinfeld, people talking about how the days of just being one thing is over. Like Carol, she's now an author and a screenwriter. And like for me, it's now I'm producing, you know, and creating my own content. Mm. That's something you can do during the strike too, as long as you're not using union folks to do it and you're being truly, truly indie. And I don't belong to any guild. So shooting these little short proof of concept things and putting them on the film mm-hmm. festival circuit is something I can do. And I highly recommend anyone who is screenwriting, maybe at the feature length, don't start off with a feature length. Maybe you've written a little 3-5-page script. There are plenty of actors around here. And if you contact me, there's actors everywhere. Like I got a lot of great actors through Thomas More. I had the pleasure of working with Ohio actors. I got to work with James Tackett on a couple of shorts here recently.
Oh, yeah.
But they're proof of concept.
He's awesome.
And so, yeah. And I'll shoot you the short after – a link to the final cut of the short after if you want to see it.
Cool. Love to. Yeah.
Put it on –
No, of course not. Don't worry.
I love the fact I love watching. What the best part of any award ceremony is, it if you don't yourself, you don't quote unquote win, there's different ways of winning. And when you see your friends go up there and get their first win, there's nothing like your first win. And first acknowledgement. And I say, you know, Imaginarium has kept their submission fees for the film festival very low. And I would say, as a filmmaker, because everything's so freaking expensive, I really appreciate something like that. So,
we're trying.
And as I would have, yeah, I think with Eric Kier running the festival, I really feel like it's been growing.
Oh yeah, it has.
We got so many
submissions last year. It was a lot, and yeah, he's just done a fabulous job. Super guy to work with too. Good actor too. Hopefully get to work with him as an actor, because he's actually a superb actor as well.
You never know. You never know, because there's a character. You never know.
No.
I'll talk to you about that.
I have a question. I have a question for you though, Amy. In light of this strike, and it's something that I've been wondering about with filmmakers such as yourself. But there is going to be a gap where there's, you know, content is going to be light out there from, you know, the guild affiliated, you know, studios and production houses. With that
Now's
gap though, doesn't that open up interview
stuff
for you? That opens up stuff for you, would
it
not?
It opened up a floodgate, my friend. It opened up a floodgate. That's how I got the show. That's how I got the Fish for Him deal.
Yeah.
Because they were looking for. Yeah. They're looking for non-guild people. People mm-hmm. who are looking for that break, and they are non-signatory. So that's important to me, because I don't want to screw up anything maybe for the future. I mean, not
sure.
every movie
yeah.
was written by a guild writer, and not every episode of every show is written or directed by a guild, guild member.
Sure.
But the important thing to me is, I don't want to screw up any opportunities I might have going forward. So, but I would recommend that when that class comes around again, because she's doing it in the fall, Mara McCann, she's on LinkedIn. And I found LinkedIn has got a treasure trove of opportunities to connect with people
mm-hmm.
who can change the trajectory of your career.
Yes.
So I highly recommend that.
I agree.
I'm curious, when are we going to hear about Raiden? I've seen it on YouTube, but.
Yeah, I hope we can get it somewhere now that things are starting to shake out and there's a little more of a gap for independence. And yeah, I'm quietly working on it, I promise you. And I just don't want to say anything till we have something concrete. Cause,
yeah, right.
You know what it
is. As my Jewish friends say, poo-poo. They go, pooey, pooey.
Right.
And they say, you don't want to say anything because you don't want to jinx it.
Right. Yeah, and I definitely don't want to get people excited if something's not in stone either. That's something I'm careful about now too. But yeah, you've got like you said, I've seen you become, you know, an award-winning screenwriter, award-winning filmmaker, producer, award-winning author, and you know, you produce web series, you've done documentaries. I mean, yeah, I'd say that you've got quite a range as a creative now. Are there any horizons that you haven't done?
Actually, I've been writing songs. That's what nobody knows. I've been writing songs recently.
Nice. Congrats. That'll be the new thing then. Awesome.
Yeah, just looking for a singer because you don't want to hear that from me.
Well, I knew
you don't want to hear me sing.
Me neither. And poor Beck actually has had to hear me sing before. She has, but
just a few times.
Just a few times. But I probably won't make anyone suffer. The only thing I can do well, and this is going to sound bizarre, but I can sing Duran Duran songs like in a karaoke kind of setting. I don't know why, but I'm definitely going to do, if we do it at Imaginarium, I will do it for Sandy Lender. I will sing one Duran Duran song to show her, prove it. But that's all
yeah,
I can sing, evidently.
I have to say, Missy and Pam will be at Imaginarium next year. But
yep.
Unfortunately,
I know.
They have
got stuff
something
going on
that weekend, yeah, and they're paying my transportation and my lodging and my food, and I was like, and I got to go represent the films that I wrote.
Yeah.
So as much as I'm like, man, it has to be that weekend, but Missy and Pam will be there holding. They will be there holding down for Three Bitches Press and. And so they'll be there. And
well, see, that'll be a productive weekend. You'll have your presence at two events in the same weekend. So that's a good organizational thing. But
exactly.
You know, it's always awesome to see Missy and Pam.
I do want to let you know there was someone had mentioned they heard a story of a woman who had gotten confused where she was, you know how there's two Holiday Inns on Hartshorn?
That was Stephanie
Hansen, and that was the literary agent. And, but she intends on coming back next year because she had a great time otherwise, you know. She goes, she understands mistakes like that happen. She was like, but I had a blast with her. And actually,
we're at Louisville East,
from my gallbladder started that weekend.
Oh, no.
And, and everybody kept telling me, the doctors were like, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing going on. Everything looks good. Well, I'm like, then why am I in this pain? And so they took it out, and I'm still in pain. So I've got a doctor's appointment, follow-up appointment on Monday. So that's the yucky part. But actually, professionally, I couldn't be asking for anything better. And I would highly recommend people check out Mara McCann. A lot of times she'll give a free seminar, and there'll be so much good information in there. And you won't have to pay. Like, she'll give like an introductory thing and you get access to people from A24 and Lionsgate and stuff like that. So I would say when she gives a free, ask to connect with her, and you'll get notified of her classes, and just be on the lookout for them. And you could, like, she usually gives one or two free weeks away. And even if you can't afford to take the whole class, taking those first one or two classes will help you tremendously too.
Because
it helped me up my game. Because it's insane how busy. Like today, I was in meetings from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I ate dinner, and then I said, I got to take a nap.
I know how that, I've had days like that before. Yeah, that's part of the game when you're doing media or entertainment. Meetings, 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 and more meetings. It gets crazy sometimes, but that's a good thing. It's a good problem to have when you have that busy of a meeting schedule, because that means you have projects, you have things going on, you have connections going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like I've got about projects already starting from this class that I just started 2 weeks ago. And I feel very blessed.
Define, just for the audience who may not know, what an accelerator class is, the term, you know, what it is, what's it intended to do, just so they know what that means.
Okay, mm-hmm. So the name of her class is Meetings That Matter, and that means getting you in the room with people who can make what you want to do happen. And in this case, mm-hmm. it's a filmmaker accelerator course. It's a professional, super concentrated. You get connected to. I would call it a PhD course, and you're getting mm-hmm. the kind of information and insider information that you wouldn't usually get. You're getting it from people who have been vetted, people mm-hmm. who have accomplished that things that you want to do. And, you know, like when you're trying to crowdfund, you can actually get connected to financing people who can help you rehabilitate your financing if you get the referral from them. And people who can help you get development funds. And the second week I was there, I got connected. He said, okay, tell her to go through so-and-so. I'd have to look at my paper. I was like, I've already got a million notes from this class. And tell her to go give her the link to so-and-so and talk to him. He was a pleasure to talk to. We bonded over the fact he loved Rachel Weisz and Kate Beckinsale, and I love Daniel Craig. And then he saw Nancy, my cat, on another call, and he was like, oh, my gosh, I love your cat. And so we talked about that and the fact that she, like his sister's cat, sleeps on the chest, and she'll lick my face, and his sister's cat does the same thing. So you learn that it's not necessarily a transactional thing. You just learn important skills, like just by learning how to pitch in a way that you know, you don't feel so intimidated when you go to that investor who has more money than God and you don't, and you look at them. So mm-hmm. it's easy to see you on your equals, and you're on an even playing field. And if you couch it the right way, they're going to be they're going to be more receptive to you than in others' way. Like, you know, $15 in my hand, little man, that's not the way from Jay and Silent Bob, but that's not how you do it. It was interesting because the first lesson I learned was how the polished way I was doing it was to always end with, tell me about your projects. Tell me about you. Tell me how I can help you. Because believe it or not, you can always help that person no matter what they're doing. And even if it doesn't end with them writing you a check that day, it sets up a relationship that will pay off down the road. And you get those kind of skills.
Yep.
It's like going to college for your profession. Actually,
yep.
Like, it's not the craft, it's the business side.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And networking is everything, as you know, in this business.
Oh, yeah.
So, film, books, whatever, game development, anything, music. Yeah, that's everything. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I knew what they were. I just wanted to get you a chance to share with the audience what it is, because it's such a cool thing, and you're getting top-tier information, and it's worth every cent. I noticed some people, it sounds a little expensive, but yeah, you're getting the kind of information you can't get anywhere else. You can't get this anywhere else.
Say, sometimes you feel, but sometimes you'll get a feeling in your gut, and it's your instinct. And when at certain points in your career, all you have is your instinct, and you've got it. If you think it's going to impact your career, if you believe it, if you feel it in your gut, in your heart, and you know it in your soul, then you just got to go for it.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Beck, what do you I will give you a chance. Do you have anything you wanted to ask of Amy here before our show wraps here?
I really don't. I just, you know, Amy, you really do inspire me, though. You are always getting it done. You talk about things in the chat room, and you came on here and talked about things. You stay super busy, and I feel like you really are an inspiration to all of us creatives, because you never stop, and you keep pushing until you reach your goals, and I love that about you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
That's why I call her the Mighty McCorkle, Beck. It's my personal nickname for her, because she's just absolutely persistent and dedicated to her. And you heard it, dedicated to the craft and the business side.
Absolutely.
She's got focus on both. And so that's why I think Amy's going to get to some very cool places not too long from now. So, yeah, I think I've watched her put the foundation together over the last roughly 10 years, and she's really put a lot of the pieces of the puzzle in place now, and I think she's ready to surge. So yeah, but if you haven't talked to Amy in a month, you know she has 100 new updates. One of the coolest things about talking to her, always has stuff going on. Constantly.
It's out on all the streaming platforms except Netflix and Hulu, but it's out on Vudu, free paid, Amazon, Freevee, Tubi. That's Letters to Daniel, but it just recently came out on DVD. You can get it online at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, The Great Escape, Best Buy, and Movie Thing.
Yep. That's awesome.
So that's exciting.
Well, hey, give out some links. This is that part of the show. Yeah, give out some links
I'm on Facebook as Amy Lee McCorkle. I'm on, I want to say, it's Twitter. I don't care if they call it X now. It's Twitter as Amy L. McCorkle. Instagram as Letters to Daniel. TikTok as Amy Lee McCorkle. I'm on LinkedIn as Amy McCorkle. I believe it's Amy McCorkle. It's either Amy McCorkle or Amy Lee McCorkle. And and again, if you can't get that class, it's understandable. Start out on LinkedIn and vetting people who do projects similar to yours, and start sending requests to connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's free.
And when she gave out her contacts, I do want to point out that the way that Amy spells Lee is L-E-I-G-H. So Amy Lee McCorkle,
yes.
L-E-I-G-H is how you spell the middle name.
And my website is maintained by my publicist. It's Amy Lee, L-E-E, creations.com.
Nice. Yep, you can definitely, if you Google Amy Lee McCorkle, she's the only person that comes up. Definitely, and a ton of things as far as links and articles and awards and IMDb stuff. And yeah, you can find out an awful lot about Amy for sure. But keep up the good work. This is fantastic. You are an inspiration, and you definitely always give us some good positive energy. When you call in, because you're just like I said, you are a go getter.
Thank you. I try.
And, Yeah. You do more than try. You do. That's the difference. You don't just try. You do. You actually follow through and do it. Right. So it's a Yoda thing. Yeah. There is no try. Do or do not. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely fit that mode. And actually, I'd have to say all three of our callers tonight are in that group. Dwan, Carol, and yourself. I mean, all three of you, you know, just do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, you don't make excuses. You go forward and you make new things happen. Like with Carol and her adaptations, and Dwan and his everything from doing his screenplay movie project to, you know, his YouTube channels, to you with just, you know, the huge array of stuff you do. Yeah, movie land, book land, and now
yeah,
I'm hearing music coming soon. That's awesome.
Well, I just finished my short play, and it was a reimagining of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Instead of a deformed Quasimodo, it's an abused and mentally ill young woman being held captive by Minister Frollo.
That'll be an interesting project. Yeah. Look forward to seeing what you do with that. That's a powerful story. Absolutely. Well, keep it up, Amy. Yeah, thanks a lot for calling in tonight. Great to hear you again.
Okay, I'm hopping off to you now. It's great talking to you guys.
I got another meeting. All righty. Take care, Amy.
Bye-bye.
Night-night. Well, Beck, we're coming to the end of the show here. Three fantastic calls. What a cool way to end it with Amy giving us a million updates, which I knew was going to happen because we hadn't talked to Amy in a little while. And like I said, if you haven't talked to Amy in like a month or a month and a half, she's going to have like 40 new updates for you. I mean, that's how busy she stays. But yeah, it's inspirational, Beck, definitely.
No, definitely it is. She's always talking in the chat or just like now, and I just think this woman has drive, definitely.
Yes.
She always has something new coming along. She stays busy, and she gets what she wants. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. The mighty McCorkle. That's it fits. But hey, Beck, I'll let you give some last comments, and then I will take the show out and close it. But do you have any last comments? Because it's been a cool night.
It has been awesome. Thank you, everybody who's called in. We've loved hearing all your new projects come in, your current projects. You three have inspired all the listeners, I hope. And we'll be back next week. I know that you're going to end it on that. But hopefully we'll have Holly back with us, and she'll have a million things to say, I'm sure, and updates for Imaginarium. So everybody just join us next week.
Absolutely. And yes, Holly's usually the one that closes out the show. So yeah, I'll just say have a great night, folks. And next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we'll definitely have a new guest for you to visit with next week. We will have a guest. Love doing some occasional open lines, some theme shows. We will have guests next week. Definitely fun to have a debut co-host show with Becca Harrison. That was awesome. So, yes, on that note, I will wish you all a great night. Stay creative and just do it. Just make things happen, folks. It's that simple. Take care, everyone. Have a great night.